Blog Talk Radio.
Love you.
Welcome to AMC Press & Co. We welcome you whether you're on planet Mars. This means aliens can hear us. Brilliant! We wondered where those came from. We were all talking about it in the office. Short notes. Very quickly before we begin, we are an affiliate of Blog Talk Radio Network. We would like to express the views and opinions of the hosts are not shared with any affiliates or sponsors. View discretion is advised.
And on with our show, it's me, Redwood, and Johnny.
Yes, Redwood.
Yes, Redwood. Why don't you say our affiliates and sponsors and all that other good stuff?
Well, affiliates and sponsors are coming in 2 seconds.
Well, you know, it is sort of very... Well, the announcement came... A sort of shock to me. So, anyway, we still have the New York Pass. The New York Pass, which is great for 70 of New York City's top attractions, starting at $65
per day, and save up to 40% on books, CDs, and music on sale at the lighter side. And where can you find us?
Well, you can find us at itsmyyo.com/ANC Press. Tweet us at AMC Press 31 and AMC Press News, which can be found also on the same website. itsmyyo.com/AMC Press, and our regular website is AMCPressCo.com.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
My God.
And what?
You finally got it.
Yes.
Brilliant.
Yes, he did. What should I think if you saw a person stealing a vehicle that was filled with beer? Would that call it, say, problem much? Or he must live his Miller life?
Well, yes. unless he had an argument with the Mexican frogs or the Clydesdale horses, who maybe kicked him in the nuts, maybe there'd be something wrong. Like, because if they went, you stole that,
just a little bit, just a little bit of a problem.
My apologies for the beeping.
What beeping?
Okay.
Anyway, it is kind of funny in that case of, you know, it only could take place in Florida, where a truck driver broke down in tears while telling News Channel 9 about the thieves who drove off with
four truck full of semi full of beer from on, the Oncadis truck stop.
It's sort of like this. And now we take you to the scene of the crime. It's my beer.
I can't go out without my middle light.
I think he also has poor taste in beer, if I'm not mistaken.
It really does depend on, you know, it really does depend on how much you're trying to actually improve your life and make a bit of a living, right? And he said, I don't mean to cry, but it's just I'm trying to do the best I can to make a better life.
Hey, living in Florida
now,
is exactly the high life.
Well, yeah, it is a high life in terms of the fact that inside that truck was £444,000
of Miller High Life beer. Miller High Life, which comes out to about 9,704 packs.
And he says, it's just overwhelming to me. Anyway,
if it's not for the first time, I mean, hey, it's not the first time this thing has been stolen. You know. But yet, the thing is that, in Florida, you have corrupt senators, you have corrupt congressmen, you have corrupt judges. You have corrupt judges who lived in commune houses and gated communities. But what you don't have yet, and now they're receiving, is a crying, whiny beer salesman. You know, Johnny.
Yeah.
You know,
and
I mean, cry. It's almost cry me a beer river. They threw all my beer, and I'm just trembling.
And I don't know if he had an emotional breakdown, but it is funny because you could compare it to several Mexicans who are trying to cross the border.
That would
be interesting.
You know, you just want to make a living. But you were trying to cross the border. But meanwhile, they're trying to steal our Social Security.
And
our jobs as well. Let's
and
not
our
forget
jobs
about those.
Well.
So,
you know, there's a tear in my beer.
What?
There's a tear in my beer.
Exactly, it's just a cheer. Even if it was a Budweiser Clydesdale horses, they'd probably kick the ass out of the Miller Lite beer. Oh, it's so bad! I mean, they were running with the Clydesdale horses. I'm sorry, I'm crying. It's just sitting there, you know. You know, kind of thing. Yet, you know, it'd be different if it was a disability case, right? Where a disability driver was driving it with the amount of beer, the 9,704 packs of beer, because
right. It would kind of be like, I'm going down Interstate 95.
Right.
With beer.
You know, kind of
thing.
Right.
But yet, the funny thing is that we can almost compare it to if Batman were to rob the beer as well, but then he'd get a fat
right.
Beer. That would be very
right.
Funny, actually. If you... I am Batman. No, I'm Batman, you know.
It's like, I'm Batman, hear me roar.
I am Batman, hear me roar. Wait a second. Arr. I'm moving, go.
You know. Yet.
Bug.
You know, yet if it was Spider-Man, he'd be clinging on to the beer. Oh, got these, yay! You know, beer for everyone under this date, 95! Or if we want to really make a joke at it, we would have the Clydesdale horses driving in the car.
Right.
You know, Clydesdale horses. Meanwhile, they would be both passing each other with their feet, the beer.
Right.
You know,
very true.
And, you know, and all the horses in the back are like, you want some?
It's like, you want some? He got it.
It's like, you want some? Yeah, no. You know, and then the Spider-Man will probably come in at Route 95 going, where's my beer? I'm just trying to make a movie. Who cries their horses? You know.
Right. It's like, oh, did I take
but
your
beer? Yeah, this is not the first time this has happened, right?
Right.
In Florida. About 180,000 eggs were stolen earlier from Fort Myers. And then the truck with Hershey's chocolate was stolen in December in Louisiana County with a truck of Slim Fast that was swiped near Orlando. Now, if we combine the entire thing, right, it would look like a brown cow milkshake, you know,
right.
Had just flooded.
Right.
You know, the person who stole the eggs meets the person who stole the chocolate, meets the person with a glass, and they have a party. And then, not only that, but, you know, the people who want to lose weight on Weight Watchers also go here, too. So, they'll
get more
spring fast than God's good earth and, like, stop chugging. Ladies, stop chugging! And then you see Richard Simmons on the highway going, does anybody need any exercise, folks? And pump it, you know, kind of thing. Then, you know, there's no word on the fact that the robbers knew the champagne of beers, but inside at the time of theft, detectives are still trying to figure out who stole the two trucks and if they are part of the bigger ring. Bigger ring of what? Beer thieves? You know. But then you have the kind of thing of the shocking woman that allegedly slapped Tina McDonald, and this is going to actually make big news. You know? If it wasn't going to make big news, you know, of who stole my Big Mac, you know?
Find an easier way to
shop. Kind of thing. In terms of the fact that they were swearing around a young child, okay. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's crazy.
Right.
It's crazy, yeah. Okay, slapping a young teenager. Now, hello. Yes, fuck you. You know.
Sorry.
You know. It's called abuse, but that's why it's called abuse. You know.
Yeah.
Abuse, to abuse or not to abuse, that is the question. What is no one on the line to smack a teen with at McDonald's or not? Yet.
Right.
In fact, that the person. Said, oh, okay, I'm going to slap the person. And it's apparently yet, you know, this is why we have cell phones, is because, you know, it's going to make the news. If you know, if it's kind of funny, it's kind of funny in the fact that you have freedom of speech, but yet freedom of speech in terms of slapping the kid and even also making a mark, you know, scratches on your neck and whatever, on the person's neck, but yet this is not a person who is, you know,
it's obviously not the best thing either.
It's not the best, no, in her defense, it's not the best thing either. But yet, you know.
And who gives anyone the right to actually do
exactly,
that?
Exactly, but yet, she said, Reynolds, the teen who was hit, right, she took a kid's frappe and threw it to the ground. You know, saying that she started using awful language in front of a kid, which is very ironic for the teen.
Right.
Okay, so. It is very funny, you know. Not funny in the fact that, you know, she slapped the kid, but funny that it's ironic. The irony is, I'm going to take it. I'm going to take it in I'm going to take it in a new direction. I'm going to slap a kid and slap it to the side, you know, shows how infantile adults can be.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure if my mom, who's standing up there, but, you know, I'm sure if my mom, who doesn't look like she's standing up there, slapped a person at McDonald's and somebody caught it, you know, and kids are now, you know, sort of saying, it's okay to spread this thing around the news. But then that's what the news is for. That's the irony to me, you know. That's the irony. I mean, what do you think, Allison?
I look at it as, who has that right? People are, it's like, you're going to do something like that. That's not the best thing, either.
I mean, not the best thing, in terms of what way? In terms of the
slapping,
the slap?
The slap.
You know, in terms of
slapping a kid, she might as well go join the person who has the beard, the beard. You know?
Right.
In terms of, I'll slap you for the beard. Okay. How in the world? How in the world do you slap a kid and go, oh, yeah.
Right.
It's fine. It's fine, right? Misjudgment.
Yeah, bad.
Very big misjudgment.
Yeah. Big, big, big.
You know, thinking that, oh, yeah, no, nobody's going to catch me.
It's a
bullshit.
But then again, it's kind of funny. If you go, nobody's going to catch me. Yet.
Someone always gets caught in some way.
Somebody always does. Always. Never fails. Never ever fails. But do you want to take the next?
How about Johnny for this?
Definitely. Johnny, you take it. Go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. We have all seen strange projects Indiegogo on Kickstarter, but I think this takes cake for anything that has to do with that crowdfunding as a whole. That's right.
Yeah, what happened?
Cosplayer Karen Sakai wants you to pay $4,300 for a boob job.
To go fund her to get a boob job.
Yeah.
Go fund her to get a boob job.
Is
it's
almost
like saying ugly.
Is that
oh
mean?
My.
I mean, it's an ugly thing. It's an ugly thing when you can use a crowdfunding site to to go fund a body implant.
Right.
You know, give it a break. I mean, in terms of insanity of it, you know, the fact is that Indiegogo, to their credit, right? First off, let's just compare Indiegogo to Kickstarter, shall we? Indiegogo and Kickstarter all do the same thing, right? But yet, cosplay, for some people, it's a hobby. For some people, it's a way of life. Yet, or at least that's what crowdfunding campaigns suggest. Okay, I don't see any pole dancers going asking for an extra pole, unless it was made of solid Rolex gold. You know? Do you? I mean, what's your opinion on it, Allison?
I look at it as a lot of things could be on those sites. People who want to make it as a way of a living, go and do it. We're not going to stop you. But asking fans to pay for a boob job?
Yeah.
Not
it is kind of funny when I'm doing the
it's like all guys would be following Google. All men, I'm sure there's some men that say, "Ooh, boob job, let me go fund that." Then there's other men that think that.
Oh, boob job versus a night of theater, which you can all donate to. Where has the world come to?
It's like boob job, then
boob job, then movie, boob job, movie of boob job. What?
I got tongue-tied.
Yeah, that happens.
Yeah,
but
that's...
yet the thing is that how would, you know, how would you, how in the world would it increase your self-esteem?
Not much. Not at all.
You know, if you got, if you got it to, basically, you know, in the fact that people with disabilities, we're not asking, some of us have self-esteem issues, yeah. But if you need to double up the twins, as they say, you know, or double up the candy bars, or whatever you name your
candy bars,
or guys want to enhance their sausages as well.
That's their candy bar down there, if you know what I mean.
Well, yeah, right. But yet, the thing is that if she has had plastic surgery before and she wanted another thing.
Oh my.
Then what in the world? It is kind of funny also in the fact that she is a person.
She actually,
I mean,
looks,
this is just,
no, with how she is on the photo that they have, she looks very pretty. You're ruining.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and there should be a, like, the thing is that there should be a thing about, you know, cosplay is a way of life. Okay, I understand that. I'm not a huge cosplay fan. I understand what it is. But give it fucking rest.
It's almost like you want to be accepted. You want to have
if
whatever.
You want, exactly.
That's,
if you want
fine.
To have...
Fine. Does it mean that you should do... You should be... You should do it? No.
No. Does it mean that you should post in... Like... It's shameful. It's degrading to women. You know, to women all over. There have been sex shops in the UK and the US who do the same thing. Does it mean that you have the other side of money? Yeah. Right?
Yeah. But it doesn't make them, I'm sure those women have to feel degraded at times.
Well, degraded in a lot of ways. You know.
Yeah.
Degraded in one way of going, oh yeah, I'm going to degrade women by basically saying, two people.
It's like demoralizing them. Not even
demoralizing in so many ways. And taking it to a point where everything is more heinous than the rest.
Right.
You know, and taking it to a point where it's incredibly
bad.
Bad in terms of cosplay, but also in terms of other things as well.
Right.
You know, does it, do you take it and say, oh, I got a boob job, or, oh, I got a boob job on a Kickstarter campaign?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, no.
Let's weigh
yeah,
the options,
no.
Shall we? Let's weigh up the options. Kickstarter campaign. Kickstarter campaign versus
people who actually go through it and say,
exactly.
I'm going to get through
people
it.
People go through shit.
Do you want to look like Joan Rivers? She's known for having plastic surgery. She was a great person, but I can only imagine how many times she's under the knife. Because that's where I look at and say, how could someone go through under the knife?
Exactly, you know. And look how many people go and say, oh, yeah, we're going to just go and say, oh, we're going to go under the knife for...
Because... Because of some people who think we're not good.
Not good at all. But yet, other people, right, would go under the knife anything but, you know.
Right.
But yet, other people would be going under the knife in a way that was more than just that, you know?
Right. It's like she's very, very... Joan Rivers was a great person.
Was afraid to tell...
She was
like,
a great comedian. And
great comedian.
Person as well. Great
her,
person
her
as well.
And, right.
But yet... I just find it wrong. Okay, it's great to dress up, you know.
Right.
If you want to dress up for Halloween, don't... Yeah, and if you can make money on it, but not by saying, oh, I'm going to go in, and I'm going to beg you for money for a boob job online.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, no.
Thank you, but... No, thank you.
No, thank you. No, thank you. I am suppressed vote. Absolutely not.
I would rather say, oh, you did. You actually are doing something better with your life.
Exactly. You don't do, I'm going to get a boob job. And like, oh yeah, in my YouTube video, I'm translating from summer to fall.
Yeah,
I mean, say it was like 40 degrees, no, below 30, and it was winter, and she's outside doing it. I need a
It's like boob job.
We'll work for boobs.
Exactly. She just needs to hold up a stat sign with chattering teeth, and she's all set. Everybody, the audio is bad, honey. Try again.
It's like, please try again.
Please try again. Bubba, take two. Bubba, bubba, bubba. I can't fucking see. Bubba, 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 bubba. Slide this shit in my way. Bubba, 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 bubba. Oba, do you need some more whiskey? Yeah. Do you need more whiskey? Yeah, we do need more whiskey. I'm now trying to
It's like, yes, you've got it. You've got it all right.
And you've got it all right in terms of how the, totally and utterly go and judge you.
That's right.
You know, you might as well join the one who slapped you, who slapped the kid. Go join the one who slapped the kid. Oh, yeah, I want a boo-head slap. And you can get 21 slaps from her and pretend that she's your mama. You know, like, oh, yes, I'm fine.
Right.
Well, I got slapped. You know, but then there'll be a teen recording it.
Yes.
Kind of thing.
Yeah.
There'll be a teen recording it. And the funnier part of it being reported on Florida News, along with the guy who got the beer stolen. You know what I mean?
Right.
It would be pretty damn funny. You know,
it's like,
on so many levels.
Yeah.
So many levels in so many ways.
So it's like, oh. Oh. Okay. And? So? Okay.
And so, you know. And so, you know what I mean? And so, in other news.
Right.
We, in other news, in other news, in other news. In other news, bullying is finally stepped up, and drum roll please, if we have it. There's no drum roll.
There.
Okay, drum roll please. We have a winner! Social Security is... Social Security is finally making a change in the cost of living increase, which is 1.4%, which is brilliant. In as per Disability Scoop, most, if not everybody, will be increasing in
2015, if I'm not mistaken.
In 2015.
Which means,
which is brilliant.
Anyone who has disability, and
which
then
means that if anybody who listens, and most people who listen do have some form of disability, if they do, they don't go to different podcasts. No, we're kidding. We like the viewership. Keep on listening. However,
you're listeners away. Why don't you?
No.
That's
not
the best
way. No. We're not in that. But in terms of Social Security supplementary income beneficiaries, we will go up next year. If you don't collect Social Security income, then who doesn't? Who actually works, okay, and many people do, quite many people are paying in, which is fine.
Right.
Which is also fine, okay. Benefits will rise to 1.7% during 2015. Now, what this means is that if you... For SSI benefits, right, for individuals, will increase to a federal minimum of $733 per month, up from $721 per month down to the 2013. For couples receiving SSI on top of federal payment, will go from $1,110 per month from $1,082 currently.
Sure.
But if we then, you know, went over to other sites, not just Disability News, even though that is a great site and we usually use it a lot.
Yeah,
we do. We would go over, right? Going over to New York, our friendly helper, google.com.
Mm-hmm.
In the fact that 2014, right, the fact is that for 2015, the top tax goes up 1 point, rising from Forbes, right?
Right.
Forbes, the best thing. The finest one, at least, is that the nation's 64 million Social Security representatives will get a cost of 1.7 cost of living increase for 2015, while the maximum Social Security tax, which is linked to a different measure, will go up just slightly to 1.3. The 1.7 boost means the massive average retired worker will see a $22 increase from to $1,328 a month, and the average senior will get a $36 boost to about $2,176 a month. Can you say, holy crap, holy fucking crap? Which means it goes even higher.
Right.
For the single baby boomer claiming benefits in 2015 and added to the full retirement age of 66 will be up $2,663 from $2,642. The increase will show up in the regular Social Security checks in January and in payments made to 8 million beneficiaries of SSI income on the 31st of 2014. By law, since 1975, the Social Security COLA has been linked to the Consumer Price Index for Urban Wage Earners and Clerical Workers, the CIPI/W for short, and is set each October based on the CPI for the 12 months ending in September the 30th. Which was announced by the Bureau of Labor Statistics this morning, while the advocate of the elderly argued that the CPIW understates the true increase of the cost of elderly labor. The deficient hawks have pushed for the linking COLA to even lower measures of inflation known as the same thing. Now, if we look, I hate to go all Ross Perot on this, but I'm going to go on Ross Perot. Okay. Ross Perot can, if you don't mind.
Right.
In 2010, there was zero increase. In 2011, zero increase. In 2012, 3.6%.
Right. Which means it's
then
that damn time.
Then it dropped. Then it dropped by half to 1.5. Or 1.7
right.
In 2013, even lower in 2014, that's current year, 1.5, and now slightly higher, 1.7.
Right.
Okay. So, in the fact that it's a 1.5 or 1.7 increase, moreover, second year in a row, it means also something for Medicare, which means that the Part B premiums withheld from retirees will actually remain unchanged. $104 per month, or whatever you're actually getting. For those of you who are counting, it'll probably be something lower or higher. I don't know what you earn. We don't know what we earn. Okay?
Right.
However, those extra premiums start at $42 a month per person for singles, modified with adjustment of gross ranging from $85,000 to $129,000 for couples with the Magi from $170,000 to $258 million. And then top it off out at $230.80 per month for singles with an income above $214,000, and couples above $428,000. Workers, I realize this is a lot of numbers, but, you know, leave it to leave it to Forbes to do all the numbering out there. You know, if you want to view the entire article, go to forbes.com/Janet Novak/2014/10/22/and/social security-social security-benefits-rising. -1.-1-7-4-215-top-tax-up-just-1-3/.
Okay.
If you got all that,
might as well put that on the website.
No, that's enough to get you tongue-tied. But for the short of longer bit of it, just go to Forbes.com and type in, or go to Google and type in Social Security increase.
That should be
that would help out a lot of people.
Go SSI benefits. Increase 2014 and go to Forbes.com for everything so that you don't have to get all tongue-tied and twisted and frustrated if you're over 65 years of age and you're actually listening to this podcast.
Better off.
Simple wording as possible. Don't read out the entire address because it'll only frustrate other people. However, Allison, do you want to take the last story of the night?
Okay. People are...
It's all yours.
Okay. Feds are now starting to actually tell schools to... are now warning schools about bullying, about school bullying, warn schools on school on bullying kids with disabilities. It's about time that educators and people start standing up, especially when kids get bullied every day. And the education department is basically trying to stomp out bullying, which is huge.
And how in the heck are they doing that? I got bullied every day. Does this count as? Can that be counted as intellectual bullying as well?
Yeah, it's bullying of any kind. They're wanting to help.
Bullying of any kind. What is a punishment?
They have not listed it, from what I could see.
Why? The thing is that. You know.
But what about those people that were actually bullied in previous to this coming out?
Exactly. What does it mean for any of us, you know, on the podcast who are now in our adulthood? Does this mean we can actually get back,
you know, to the
education department and say, we were bullied too, please pay us off?
Or we... put up a fight, a fuss, which is never good.
Yeah. I mean, what does that mean? You know, do we write in to our educators and say, dear colleague, I am sick of your entirety of your absolute minutia. Please
cease and desist.
Please cease and desist. If you do not cease and desist, I will sue you.
And that probably wouldn't work either.
No.
But yet, you know, do we have the Spice Girls singing "Stop Right Now"? Thank you very much. I need more, less bullying with a human touch. You know.
Yeah, no. Canada.
I'm not trying to make fun of the situation, but in all honesty, it's kind of ludicrous for them to be coming out without it now. Now, you can't even slap some. We've learned on this podcast tonight, you can't even slap somebody properly without getting it on the news. You can't even, you can't even slap nor
right.
steal somebody's beer without them crying.
Right.
What the hell is that? You know?
Right.
And then, on top of that, you have no choice but to say, yes, I, you know, Your Honor, I slapped a kid. Your Honor, my beer got through this. Your Honor, I'm judge. Yes. I have a mark on my neck. From the woman who slapped me. I know, I'm guilty too. What about you? You know, and then
right.
off the millennials who are going and saying other shit. You know?
Right.
You know, I'm just weighing in. I'm sorry. You know.
It's about time that they actually realize that people have been even hurt now, previous to this coming out. It's about damn time
and
that...
psychological damage.
To how many people, how many former students who have disabilities?
How many former students? How many people like us? How many people, like, need to get tortured?
For them to say,
many?
Oh, you don't matter.
Exactly. You don't matter. Okay. Yeah. Kind of thing.
It's crazy.
It's insane. But, I guess, you know, this only means one thing. Tomorrow we need to have a show. We cannot have a repeat because I am not
right.
going down without a fight on this issue.
I know.
You know, we will be back tomorrow with this and other stories, and we will tell you what we think. Because I certainly don't think, in terms of me, I've had enough say on this. You know,
this topic is
Red Hood once more. I'm starting the campaign with a person who is going for the cosplay boob channel.
Right.
You know, her with her boob, me with this issue.
Right.
Right.
You
know,
like, oh,
kind
you,
of thing.
You. Right. Yeah. It's like. Oh, so you're not liking our input?
Who asked that?
So, it could be 10 times worse, too.
No, of course it could be 10 times worse.
Right.
Of course it could be 10 times worse. I mean, tomorrow we'll argue the same thing. But we'll argue it in a different context because we'll have basically come up with ideas after the show.
Because
that's what we do. Anyway.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
We will see you tomorrow.
Yes.
And until then, good night.
Night.
Yes.
Bye.
Good night.
Everybody.
Bye. Good night.
And...